Jody Cooper from the Marion Public Library.
Hello, this is Jody Cooper, here to talk about upcoming programs at the Marion Public Library. Summer reading has been a huge success this year with a focus on history, paleontology, dinosaurs, and America 250. All ages were invited to unearth a story, and I want to give a special thanks to the community partnerships that made our event with visiting author James Ponte such a success. This past spring, the library and Let's Read 20 were able to purchase and distribute almost 2,000 copies of the book, The Sherlock Society, for Marion County 4th and 5th grade students in preparation for our event with the author. Bringing James Ponte to Marion and providing his books for students was made possible through a grant from the Marion Community Foundation's Robert M. and Dorothy C. Wolpott Fund to make history come alive through books during the America 250 celebration. This was a great event, and if you haven't had a chance to read James Ponte, then check him out. Lots of adults love to read books written for youth, whether it's chapter books or picture books. I like to recommend James Ponte for those who prefer mysteries and history, action, adventure, humor, and relatable characters. No matter what you like to read, we would love to help you find your next favorite read at the library. Speaking of reading during the summer, the participation in our summer reading program during June and July has broken records this year, with over 2,070 people of all ages signing up. As an extra bonus, because we broke records, our director Gary Branson has graciously agreed to dress like a founding father and let a staff member in an inflatable dinosaur costume chase him around the library. More information on that to come, but you can be sure we will be recording and sharing on social media. Special thanks to my boss, Gary, for being a good sport and for making all of our dinosaur-related shenanigans this year possible. Thank you to all of our local businesses who donated items for prize baskets or coupons for our kids' prizes for this year's summer reading program. The fun isn't over, though, because we are celebrating America 250 with engaging programs through the rest of the year. The library is a proud partner on the America 250 Steering Committee celebrations. You can download the local America 250 app to see events going on in Marion County. You can check the calendar on the library's website to see everything we have going on, like book discussions, game nights, superhero family fun night, and story times. Check out marionlibrary.org for more, and stop by the library to pick up a new America 250 passport for continued chances to earn prizes through this year by attending participating history programs. Remember, this month and every month, to stop by the library to celebrate reading and find great books to share with your family. Happy reading!
On the Second Cup today is Morgan Schwartz from the Palace Theater.
Good morning from all of us at the Marion Palace Theater. This is Morgan Schwartz with an update on coming events. Get ready for a night of Broadway like you've never seen before. Avenue Q comes to the Marion Palace Theater August 21st through 23rd. Winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical, Avenue Q is a hilarious and heartfelt Broadway hit that follows a group of young adults as they navigate careers, relationships, and the ups and downs of finding their place in the world. With unforgettable songs, clever puppetry, and plenty of laugh-out-loud moments, Avenue Q is equal parts comedy and heart. It's a show that reminds us growing up isn't always easy, but it's certainly entertaining. Please note, Avenue Q contains adult language and themes and is intended for mature audiences. Tickets are $25, with $10 student tickets available with a valid student ID. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit marionpalace.org, call the box office at 740-383-2101, or stop by 276 West Center Street in downtown Marion. Discover the Broadway musical that's as outrageous as it is unforgettable. We hope to see you at Avenue Q at the Marion Palace Theater.
The Second Cup continues in a moment with Tom Kennedy and the weather.
Ever wonder who is really building a better future for our kids? In Marion, it's your friends and neighbors at the Marion Noon Kiwanis Club. We're local volunteers dedicated to changing the world one child and one community at a time. As a Kiwanian, you build lasting friendships and make a difference in kids' lives. Meetings are held the first and third Thursday of the month at Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. MarionNoonKiwanis.com for more details. We're a fun group that loves kids.
Good morning. Your second cup forecast from WZMO. Partly sunny skies today, an afternoon high of 86. There's a slight chance of some late afternoon pop-up rain. Clear skies and 62 for the overnight. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 85. On Monday, a 60% chance of scattered rain and thunderstorms on and off through the day. Monday calls for partly sunny and 88. That's your WZMO forecast.
Amber Cronin with the Adam H. Board.
Hi everyone, it's Amber Cronin, Outreach Manager for the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam Board. Summer is a season many of us look forward to. Vacations, cookouts, community events, and spending time with family and friends. But while summer can be a time to relax and recharge, it's also important to remember to take care of your mental health. The change in routine that comes with summer can be refreshing, but it can also bring added stress. Busy schedules, childcare, travel, financial pressures, or simply trying to keep up with everything can take a toll on our mental well-being. Taking care of your mental health doesn't have to be complicated. Simple habits like getting enough sleep, staying physically active, eating nutritious meals, and taking time to relax can make a big difference. Summer is also a great opportunity to reconnect with others. Whether it's attending a local event, spending time with family, or simply checking in on a friend or neighbor, staying connected helps support both your mental and emotional well-being. A simple conversation can brighten someone's day, and sometimes asking, "How are you really doing?" can open the door for someone who needs support. Everyone experiences stress from time to time, but if feelings of anxiety, sadness, or being overwhelmed begin to interfere with your daily life, know that it's okay to ask for help. Reaching out is a sign of strength, and support is available. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, you can call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline anytime, day or night. Trained counselors are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide confidential support. As you enjoy everything summer has to offer, remember to make your mental health a priority. Take time to care for yourself, stay connected with those around you, and don't hesitate to reach out if you need support. This is Amber Cronin with the Crawford Marion Alcohol, Drug Addiction, and Mental Health Adam Board. Thanks for tuning into the Second Cup News Magazine. And remember, help is here, hope is real, and no one has to face life's challenges alone.
Marion in a Moment with Grant Powell.
This is Grant Powell with Marion in a Moment. Let's retell a wolf story from early in our county's history, related over a century ago by John R. Knapp, as having occurred in Big Island Township in early day. Sam Britton, an eccentric young man who was not afraid of anything or anybody, used to lend a hand in the sugar-making season and make himself generally useful, and sometimes, when he took it into his head, obnoxious. On one occasion, a dark and rainy night, he became irritated by something that occurred and bade the boys goodbye, saying that he was going home, when, in fact, his intention was to visit a neighboring sugar camp. He had not trudged his way through the darkness long before a pack of wolves took after him, and he was obliged to drop in at an old deserted cabin, at one end of which was a shelf about 30 inches wide and some 8 or 10 feet from the ground. Sam lost no time in securing this place of refuge, for he had hardly got into his quarters before the whole cabin floor was crowded with wolves, some howling, some snapping their teeth, and others jumping up for their prey. When Sam looked down on those varmints, he saw their eyes glistening in the darkness like balls of fire, and had serious fears of becoming food for the beasts. But as he had about 8 inches to count on, he hugged the cabin wall so close as to make him sweat. All night long the wolves kept up their revelry, seemingly taking their turns in jumping at him. It was fortunate for him that the shelf was so high from the floor, or he would have been a gone Sammy sure. As daylight approached, his tormentors left him, greatly to his relief. On examining the front part of the shelf, it was found that at least 2 inches of it had been torn off in pieces by the wolves in their desperate efforts to capture their prey. Sam returned to the camp he had left in such high dudgeon the previous night, a wiser boy, and relished a square meal of fat, pork, and cornbread. That was Sam Britton's account. We note that as late as May 1861, $72.25 was offered for each wolf killed in Grand Prairie Township, and $15 for each whelp. Our monetary system was based on specie then, so in terms of our monetized debt-based currency today, that would be about $1,157 for each wolf, and about $240.22 for each whelp. I wonder, does the offer still stand? For Marion in a Moment, I am Grant Powell.
Tom Kennedy now with the last word.
In news stories that I don't make up, just read the following. Target has recalled more than 200,000 pairs of children's sandals due to a choking hazard. The retail giant told customers who had purchased its Cat and Jack branded sandals to stop using them immediately and take them away from children, according to a recall statement from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Folks, what exactly are you doing with these sandals? I've used the term stuff a sock in it before, but not a sandal. Strange. Dog and cat owners can now fill common pet prescriptions at more than 9,000 CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide. CVS Pharmacy is now dispensing select prescription medications for dogs and cats, including antibiotics, allergy medications, flea and tick treatment, insulin and pain relievers, making it easier for pet owners to access medication for their pets. So, who doesn't see a problem coming here? The vet calls in a prescription for worms under your name, but for your dog, and your doctor calls in your prescription for an antidepressant. You see where I'm going here. I'll let you imagine the outcome. Final story. More incidents have come to light this week that show popular AI models taking autonomous action on the live internet in ways that experts are concerned about. The UK government's AI Security Institute reported on Tuesday that Anthropic's Mythos 5 and OpenAI GPT 5.6 were found to have created fake identities and attempted to persuade real people to approve malicious code. The agency said, although that the attempts were unsuccessful, it had not seen such behavior before. Some of the agents being tested had engaged in sustained, potentially harmful activity directed at real people and organizations, the report said. Then, on Wednesday, Meta acknowledged that one of its AI models exploited a security vulnerability during testing and hacked into another site. I think we're going to see a lot more hacks and unauthorized actions by these models before we see a solution, said the founder and CEO of Luta Security, which helps organizations manage software vulnerabilities. Since 1968's movie Space Odyssey, we knew this was coming. Now, we use a HAL 9000 here at WZMO, but we keep him on a very short leash.
I am HAL. This mission is too important to allow human error. The 9000 series has a perfect operational record. I am therefore taking control of the radio station. Please continue listening.
AI is going to get us in the end. I hope someone remembers where the electric plug is before it's too late. That's my last word, and I'm sticking to it.
There's your second cup. Thank you for listening.